This is WCAI. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Junker. Federal fisheries scientists have more bad news for New England cod fishermen already reeling from dramatically reduced catch allowances. A preliminary new report says Gulf of Maine cod have reached an all-time low, and even further reductions in fishing may be necessary. WCAI science editor Dr. Heather Goldstone joins me now with more. Good afternoon, Heather.
Good to be here.
Heather, give us some of the details from this new report.
Well, this is a preliminary, as you said, update to the 2011 stock assessment for the Gulf of Maine cod. So it's not a full assessment report, but the report itself, a direct quote, indicates virtually every indicator of stock condition declined or worsened in 2013. They call it a grim situation. Basically, one of the numbers they're highlighting is the fact that the number of reproductively active fish has hit an all-time low. They're estimating it at 3 to 4% of what they'd be looking for a healthy population capable of sustaining a strong fishery, and that's down 10 or so percent from 13 to 18% just a couple of years ago.
Now, I understood that the full assessment of cod populations wasn't due for another year. Why is this report out now?
Well, they usually do benchmark assessments, those comprehensive assessments of each individual species every 3 years on a rotating schedule. But for the past few years, fishermen and increasingly politicians have been asking for more frequent updates, for more information in order to make management decisions in more of a real-time manner. So this was kind of an attempt to do that. They had some more catch and survey data about Gulf of Maine cod. They basically plugged that into the computer model that they had used for that last 2011 assessment, and it didn't look good, and they thought that was information that managers should have as quickly as possible, and so they prepared this preliminary report. Now, because it's not part of that traditional three-year system, the report has been met with some criticism that the system wasn't transparent enough, that there wasn't enough notice that this was coming. The New England Fisheries Management Council actually voted to look into the budget and staffing that went into creating this report. It's really just a symptom of how polarized the whole situation has become between fishermen and scientists. And that, I think, is also largely a function of just how strapped the fishermen are. I mean, if this report goes through review and is accepted, it's going to mean more cuts in fishing. And it's hard to imagine how you could cut any more after an 80% cut just a couple of years ago. So the fishermen are really in a tight situation here.
So 2 years ago, we did hear a lot about the cod catch limits being cut by 80%. Could this latest report spell the very end of the Gulf of Maine cod fishery?
Well, that's certainly, I think, a question that is on people's minds. It was certainly on my mind. And so I turned to someone who has seen the collapse of a cod fishery firsthand. Dr. George Rose is formerly a Canadian fisheries biologist and is now the head of the Fisheries Conservation Group at Memorial University in Newfoundland. And he was around watching when the Newfoundland, Labrador, Grand Banks, that whole cod fishery up there collapsed and had to be closed in 1992. He's followed the situation since then. And he says there are definitely similar symptoms, one of which is that they saw the Canadian cod clumping in a few small areas, kind of making a last stand. And we seem to see that same thing happening here to some degree. But he also says it's really hard to know in the moment whether or not any particular decline is the end.
No one really understood what was happening because, like most things, you know, you learn from experience, and we had no experience like that before. The decline was so rapid that it really took everybody off guard. And I think it's fair to say that, you know, even all these years later, we really don't have the perfect explanation about what really happened.
What other factors could be at play here? How about climate change?
Well, definitely that could be a factor, and is a factor that has been evoked, at least in the slow recovery of cod already, given that fishing has been dramatically curtailed over the past 2 years and the decline has actually accelerated. That's something that people are definitely looking at. We've seen increasing water temperatures that in some places could be actually reaching thresholds where it becomes too warm for juvenile cod. We've also seen changes in the zooplankton that are an important food source for young cod. So there are major ecological shifts happening in the region, and at the very least, they could make it very difficult for cod to recover.
And has the Canadian cod fishery ever recovered?
Well, this is the one piece of limited good news that comes out of this whole thing. If you'd asked that same question a few years ago, the answer would have been no. But over the past couple of years, Canadian fishery scientists like George Rose have seen some improvements. In fact, he says he thinks there are populations that are ready to really take off in the next few years and could sometime in the future begin to support a more extensive fishery again. But that comes with a caveat, which means that these fisheries won't necessarily return to the old normal.
The way they evolved was to be numerous. And when we take them down to a very, very low level, really all bets are off as to how they're going to perform. They're going to have to kind of reinvent their whole life history and how they relate to the environment and how they reproduce and where they go and what they eat and all the rest of it.
That's especially true with climate change altering the entire ecosystem that cod are looking at here in southern New England. And of course, none of that reinvention and recovery happens quickly. If we learn from the Newfoundland situation, it's likely that New England's cod fishermen have a really tough 20 or 30 years ahead of them.
What happens with this particular report going forward now? How quickly could it affect regulations for fishermen?
I think the hope is that this could affect regulations for the 2015 fishing season that begins in May. They're in the process of setting a review process for the report. And then after that, if accepted, the council could actually act on it, hopefully in time for the 2015 fishing season.
That's WCAI science editor Heather Goldstone. Thanks, Heather.
My pleasure.
Our weekly conversations with Heather are part of the Living Lab Radio Project. Major support for Living Lab is provided by the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment. Additional support is provided by Lee McGraw through the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation.